To summarize, 18-2-1 and the subsequent 19-2-1 release will address a significant DR backlog, followed by a 19-3-1 release that is scheduled to contain hazard services. Some of the radar upgrades in this build include an NA label in the bias field of dual pole preset products, a new VCP 112, and the capability to tear off both Z and V products for the same dedicated radar. For the new VCP, you'll have to wait until RPG 19 is fielded later this year. Additionally, you can now confidently use the radar cross-section on a reflectivity product in the volume browser without having to worry about mapping errors. You should now be able to load a saved N-sharp display without issues. Time match bases will now be preserved when you save a procedure or a prospective display. In build 18-2-1, when you sample a Gozar RGB composite product, you will now see the channel name and gamma setting displayed. The Gozar submenu has been reorganized in this build. You should now be able to display regional flood advisories from neighboring CWAs without issues. The behavior of the time of arrival tool has changed in this build. Specifically, you can no longer get an unrealistic point of arrival for the point and circular front features. For best practice, don't place points of arrival significantly to the side from the track or displayed arc, or you will end up with ambiguous values for the time of arrival. 0.75-inch hail in the special weather statement and significant weather advisory has been changed from dime to penny-sized in the template to match that of severe and tornado warnings. In 18-2-1, the hourly RFC Stage 4 precipitation accumulation products have been added to the unrestricted mesoscale analysis, or IRMA, for the CONUS and Puerto Rico domains. You can now load the significant tornado parameter from the volume browser in this build. For focal points, make sure that you have migrated all local application MicroEngine usage to the data access framework, as MicroEngine will finally be decommissioned in 19-2-1. And finally, some sites may have duplicate entries for the national blend of models in the pqact.conf file, which can negatively affect system performance.